may just be able to hit the pause button. What matters is how you go about defying the years. And the rules have changed. In the ageless body, our job is to set about redefining them. What's changed? This is not a book about turning back the clock, or about anti-aging as we've come to accept the meaning of the term, via Botox and fillers, stretching and injecting. Not that we're against such procedures, but we believe there are more fulfilling ways to hit the pause button. Neither, for that matter, is it about clinging on to youth in desperation. If you feel the need to starve yourself of carbs, to schedule in 5 spinning sessions a week and back-to-back yoga classes alongside training for your first triathlon, it really is not the thing you should be reading. A dramatic shift in expectations means that, despite being plagued by the slowing metabolism that afflicts all pre- and post-menopausal women, we can realistically aim for a flat stomach and sculpted arms. Diet and exercise needn't leave you looking as ropey and sinewy as the overworked Sarah Jessica Parker, but it can leave you effortlessly toned, embodying the kind of appearance we all took for granted in our 30s. We can eat without gaining weight, hooray! Consume carbs without them heading straight for the stomach and hips. But we need to recalibrate and reset our systems in order to achieve an ageless body and relish the benefits it brings. In the course of writing this book, Sarah and I have rifled through endless scientific papers and tapped the world's leading academic aging experts for insights into what we can do to decelerate the rate at which we look and feel older. We've also used ourselves as guinea pigs. Both in our 40s, me towards the top of the age group, Sarah a relative newbie to the decade, we have children, demanding jobs, hectic social lives, and little time to devote to much else. In theory, we didn't have time to overhaul our lifestyles, but we made it, and the results have been transformational in many ways. So, what have we discovered? In a nutshell, many of the rules you thought held true for diet and exercise are irrelevant from this age onward. We know from our investigations and the emerging science that standard diet and activity advice simply doesn't work from your mid-30s onwards. What's required is a radical alternative, an approach that has the potential to change the way you eat and exercise forever. What can you expect? Workouts will be shorter and harder. Endless aerobic activities that were the gym fixation of the last 3 decades are unnecessary for maintaining and improving fitness as you get older. Indeed, throwing yourself into repetitive marathons and triathlons after 40 is now considered the aging equivalent of sunbathing. Hugely effective in terms of fat loss, these long, pounding activities can leave you drawn and haggard. Too much endurance slogging stresses the skin in a way that causes wear and tear and leads to a drop in its youthful plumpness. You still need it, but in shorter bursts. Up to 45 minutes of jogging, cycling or fast walking 3 times a week and not going at breakneck speed could be enough. Scientists at McMaster University in Canada reported that this kind of approach was enough to boost skin plumpness in the outer and inner layers of a group of volunteers aged 65 and older. After 3 months, the complexion of the exercisers resembled what the scientists said they'd typically expect to find in healthy 20 to 40-year-olds. You'll need to work harder for a shorter time to get results. And we introduce the principles of high-intensity interval training, or HIIT. It minimises the amount of pounding, not good for vulnerable tendons and knees either, but works the heart and boosts metabolism. Strictly necessary, it plummets by as much as 25% as we age. And strength training becomes essential. There's little doubt we need it post-35, when muscle begins diminishing at a rate of 1 pound, 0.5 of a kilo, a year, leaving you with sag and sinew unless you address it.